Welcome to what I've been told is a special emergency meeting of the mayor and council, borough of Englewood Cliffs. Today is January 26, 2022. It is 7 p.m. I just found out about this meeting at about 5 p.m. Nobody bothered checking availability with anyone, well, with me anyway. And I see that the meeting's being called because I have a meeting tomorrow with the new owners of 800 Sylvan. And it was a meeting that's a follow-up to two phone calls that I had with the new owners. And it's a meet and greet. As I always try to do, I welcome new tenants, new landlords, new people to town. This is a new owner of 800 Sylvan, and we're trying to get off on the right foot. We've had very, very cordial discussions. And, I know Geiger and Sabko are on, and they're probably going to write a letter about this or an article, because I see the way Matt Munch drafted the resolutions. It kind of puts me in a very bad negative light, which Munch is used to doing that. And I'll just say for the record, that
we just please move on with the meeting.
This is for the public.
Then why don't you be polite?
This is for the public.
This isn't on the agenda. The statement is not necessary.
So the meeting I'm having tomorrow has been scheduled for well over 48 hours. In fact, it's been about a week. So there's no emergency for anything here tonight, which I think we violate that statute under the Open Public Meetings Act. But also, let me finish. I invited Mr. Kutubis and Mr. Park to that meeting tomorrow. Mr. Kutubis declined attending. I never heard
from Mr. Please move on. Can we please move on, Mr. Mayor?
Ever respond to anything.
Mr. Mayor, can we please move on?
What I did next, let me finish.
Laura, can you
please? It's unnecessary. Let's just move
don't
on.
Don't mean, Laura. Let Make me finish. What I did next is I invited David DiGregorio, Ramon
Can we
Ferro,
just please move on with the meeting?
And Glenn Luciano to the meeting.
Can we please just move
and
on
And they
with
all
the
agreed
meeting?
To come. So I told them that they have to pick two of them to come because we can't have three. So that is the backstory. I know, Mr. Kutubis, you don't like the facts. And Mr. Munch, you don't like the facts or the truth. But by God, those are the facts. That is the truth. And whatever I see written, Mr. Munch, is going to come back to you because you're trying to put me in a false light. The one thing I told the owners of the of 800 Sylvan is, and we were very polite and cordial and respectful, much different than the prior owner, was that, look, we may disagree on things. And I certainly still want that property to be a commercial property, but we could be respectful and disagree and move forward. And the other thing I told them we would never agree on is that I would never become a Minnesota Vikings fan. But
don't we need to say the pledge at this point?
So now we will say the statement of compliance, which is something that Ms. Borchers should read.
There's no statement of compliance for this meeting. The first thing we have to do is the council.
I'm looking at
pass.
The agenda that you prepared, okay? It has a statement of compliance.
I,
are you saying
I understand.
You were wrong, Mr. Munch?
No, what I'm saying to you is that because it's an emergency meeting, the statement of compliance is not applicable. However, the council does need to introduce and pass the resolution authorizing emergency
meeting.
What
I want from you, Mr. Munch, is I want a written opinion that this, in fact, is an emergency because it doesn't seem to be an
emergency meeting of the borough council. Whereas the borough council of the borough.
The next thing I want to do is have a roll call.
Before, gentlemen, before there's a roll call, there has to be an authorization for the meeting.
Mr. Mentz, I was just attempting to do that, but naturally the mayor is going to talk over me. So,
are you the new clerk?
Resolution 22, that I believe this is a resolution that has to be read. No, I remember I'm the valet Parker, but I'm going to read the resolution. Resolution authorized, unless it's not appropriate for me to, Mr. Mentz, can you advise me?
You don't need to read the whole thing. You can just make a motion to move the resolution authorizing the emergency meeting of the borough council.
Motion, so moved. Motion.
Second.
Second.
Okay, can we have a roll call, please?
Councilmember Ferro is absent. Councilmember Park?
Yes.
Councilmember DiGregorio?
Yes.
Councilmember Luciano?
Aye.
Council President Kutubis?
Yes.
Maybe it passes.
Okay, Mr. Mensch, I do want a written opinion from you regarding the legality of this meeting. Please all rise for the flag salute. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America,
America and to the Republic for which it stands,
one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay. Next on the agenda of this illegal meeting is Resolution 22-53, resolution authorizing emergency meeting of the Borough Council.
Well, that we just did, so we can't understand it.
I'm reading off an agenda that I was provided.
We just did 53.
Great. And number 22-54, this is a resolution authorizing various actions relating to borough litigation and representation by council. Discussion. I believe that you're actually replacing an attorney that you just appointed 3 weeks ago.
Mr. Match, can you please call the roll?
Who first and seconded, please?
I did.
We have discussion, remember? Is there any discussion, guys?
I'm just following the way you usually do meetings. Okay, yes.
Well, are you now, Mr. Luciano?
Call to order, please. Can I have a second?
I'm a valet parker. Right. You like that one?
I do. Ms. Borchers, you're the clerk. You do the roll call. That's your job. That's not Mr. Luciano's job.
No.
That's not Mr. Mencher's job.
I didn't call the roll.
Councilmember Park?
Yes.
Councilmember DiGregorio?
Yes.
Councilmember Luciano?
Aye.
Council President Cotrubas?
Yes.
Mayor passes.
Okay. Mr. Cotrubas, this seems vindictive on your part because of the things that you've been writing to me.
Can we just move on to the public portion?
If anybody wants to open those emails from Mr.
Call for the public portion.
Can I have a motion to open to the public?
Okay, thank you. Let's open to the public.
Is there a second to opening to the public?
Yeah, David and I motioned it and seconded it. You can pick either way, whatever you like.
All in favor?
Aye.
You guys are sitting so close to each other. I like that.
We're on each other's lap. We just want to entertain you.
I'm not entertained by things like of prurient interest as you are.
That's good.
Mrs. O'Shea, I see your hand is up.
Yes, thank you, Mayor. Okay, I got to watch the clock. Oh, 7:08. Okay. I'd like to ask Councilman Cotrubas why this meeting was called with no notice to the public or to anyone.
I'd like to know also.
Councilman President Cotrubas?
Oh, he's run
away. Are you going to answer a question, Councilman?
He's run away. Oh, he's back. Mr. Cotrubas is back. Will you answer that question, please, Mr. Cotrubas?
Reminder, Ms. O'Shea, there's no obligation for council members to respond to questions. This is your opportunity to make statements. There's no obligation to respond.
Okay, all right. I'm going to
take a grown up
30 seconds back from you, Mr. Munch. Okay, Council President Cotrubas apparently is refusing to answer my question. So I will like to put it on the record that I believe this is an illegal meeting. There was no notice to the public or to anyone. And you just hired Council Bernstein 3 weeks ago. And I believe this is a vindictive act on Mr. Cotrubas' part because he believes that Mr. Bernstein was somehow linked in with the Geist report that was released to the record by somebody. And this is a vindictive act, like he apparently is very consistent in doing. And to have this happen is wrong. And I would like to ask Ms. Borges, who directed you to authorize to start this meeting? She can answer. Ms. Borges,
I will defer to Mr. Munch on that.
Well, he can't answer it. I'm asking you. All right.
Okay, you made your comment.
All right. And when did you get consensus from the four council peoples to hold the meeting? Okay, if you called them, you would have been in violation of the Open Public Meetings Act. So did you send a group email out to them all to ask them if they would be at this meeting or they would like to have this meeting and explain to them why this was an emergency? Ms. Borges, did you?
I didn't call the meeting.
Did you send
it to Mr.
Shea, this is not an opportunity for you to grill public employees. You can make your
asking a question about process, Mr. Munch.
Ms. Borchers is not required to answer questions. You can make your concerns about the legality of the meeting. You can raise the questions that you think are relevant to whether the meeting was properly called. Those are all valid concerns or comments that you can make as a member of the public. But Ms. Borchers is not required to answer questions since she's not subject to grilling by the public in this.
It's not a drilling. It's called transparency, Mr. Munch, which you seem to lack in a shovelful. Okay.
Mr. Munch, you just got crushed.
Yes. Ms. O'Shea, if you have any questions, you can certainly submit an Oprah request. And
first thing in the morning, I get my little fingers on the computer and I will give you an Oprah. And I will ask for everything. I'm going to ask for all the emails to you, to Ms. Borges, to Jewel Thompson, and to all the council people regarding this, okay? And it's not going to be attorney-client privilege because it's preparation of a meeting. So it's very public, okay? And I still have another minute and a half left. So
you have less than a minute.
No, I started at 7:08, and Mr. Munch and Mr. Katrubis kept talking, and I used my time. Sorry, Mr. Luciano. Mr. Luciano,
yes, ma'am.
You take great joy in this, you know, and you act like two clowns up there half of the time. I am so surprised, really.
But we'll be following you.
Really. Yeah. Okay. Well, I really think that the people that voted in the last election are probably mulling over this, okay? And people that voted for Mr. Katrubis and Mr. Park, okay, who wanted them to work on the housing issue, are been disappointed also. Okay, now it's 7:13. I am going to sign off before you close me out and shut me down with no notice. Thank you.
Okay, so there's a pending question. Mr. Katrubis, did you have an opportunity to talk to Mr. Mehta to find out how you should answer that, or are you just not going to answer it?
Did you have an opportunity to talk to the old borough administrator?
No, I actually didn't.
Okay, then you don't know what to do tonight either.
I haven't had a chance to talk to
Mr. Farrow either. That's why
I'm pretty good with everything. You don't seem very happy. And Mr. Munch has actually got a nervous tick going about him right now after Mary just went up and down him. All right, so anybody else on the public wishing to be heard? Ms. Geiger, I see you're on. Why don't you have a discussion with us rather than writing? Ms. Geiger, I see you're there.
I don't see her hand up, so why don't you stop her? Badgering the residents?
All right, so I don't think there's anybody else from
the motion to close the meeting to the public.
Second.
So just for all in favor?
Motion to adjourn.
Just for purposes of tomorrow, Mr. Luciano, Mr. DiGregorio, will you be attending that meeting tomorrow?
Take the roll call, please.
Will you be attending?
Councilmember Park?
Yes.
Councilmember DiGregorio?
You were invited tomorrow, Mr.
Councilmember Luciano.
I replied to you, Mr. Mayor. I replied to you, didn't I?
Luciano?
Yeah, I wanted you guys to work out which of the two of you would attend.
I did reply to you.
Thank you. I wanted the two
Thank you.
Thank you. Wonderful evening, everyone. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Katrubis.
Good night, all.
All right. Good night, everyone.